Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, pemerintah federal mengatakan mereka telah berada pada jalur yang tepat untuk mencapai target pengurangan emisi sebesar 43% pada tahun 2030, meskipun proyeksi saat ini menunjukkan bahwa Australia hanya akan mencapai pengurangan emisi sebesar 42% pada akhir dekade ini. Namun apa yang sebenarnya dilakukan untuk mencapai tujuan itu? Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Raina Hyalop untuk SBS News. Ini merupakan salah satu langkah pertama yang dilakukan oleh Perdana Menteri Anthony Albanese setelah kemenangan Partai Buruh pada pemilu 2022 dengan mengesahkan target pengurangan emisi yang ambisius pada akhir dekade ini. Pada saat mengumumkan target itu, Perdana Menteri Albanese mengatakan target tersebut telah dipilih dengan cermat.
What we didn't do was set a target and then work out how to get there. What we did was work out what good policy looked like, and it happened to come out with a 43% target by 2030.
Dua tahun setelah rencana 8 tahun berjalan, pemodelan menunjukkan bahwa Australia masih belum mencapai target tersebut dan diperkirakan akan mencapai pengurangan hanya sebesar 42% pada akhir dekade ini. Bagi kebanyakan orang, tampaknya tidak banyak yang berubah. Tidak ada perubahan besar dalam kehidupan sehari-hari menuju negara yang lebih hijau. Ketua Eksekutif Dewan Iklim Amanda McKenzie mengatakan, tidak mengherankan jika perubahan itu tidak terlihat.
You turn on a light, you don't necessarily know where the electricity is coming from. So you won't necessarily see a shift in that in everyday life. Although you will be having more panels on roofs, so you'll be sourcing your own electricity. So people will be more aware of the electricity that they're generating at home. There'll be also more batteries, for instance, community batteries, household batteries that we'll see more in the community. But we'll also be seeing wind farms when we're driving through the countryside.
Lalu, apa sebenarnya yang telah dilakukan untuk mencapai target tersebut? Otoritas Perubahan Iklim memberikan saran kepada pemerintah Australia mengenai kebijakan perubahan iklim dan melacak pengurangan emisi di negara ini. Kepala Eksekutif Badan tersebut, Brett Archer, mengatakan sebagian besar pengurangan terjadi di bidang energi.
We've seen quite a broad agenda implemented by the current federal government. First and foremost, the 82% renewables target, so shifting our electricity generation from fossil fuel-based generation to solar and wind, and ensuring we've got the energy storage and the transmission networks and everything that needs to go along with that. And it has a measure called the Capacity Investment Scheme, which is designed to push that along.
Pengurangan emisi dilacak di 6 bidang, yaitu energi, industri, dan sumber daya transportasi, pertanian, limbah, dan lahan. Pada tahun finansial terakhir, emisi hanya berkurang di bidang energi, dengan emisi keseluruhan meningkat sebesar 1%. Archer mengatakan target tahun 2030 masih dapat dicapai meskipun terjadi peningkatan.
Certainly it's not in the right direction. It was a small increase. Now, that is only one year's outcome, and there'll be varying influences on emissions from year to year that might give a result like that. But certainly not in keeping with the fact that we need a strong downwards trend year after year if we are to achieve the targets that we want to achieve.
Mark Howden adalah Direktur Institut Perubahan Iklim di Australia National University. Ia mengatakan bidang-bidang lain memerlukan perhatian lebih agar Australia dapat mencapai targetnya.
One of the challenges at the moment is that most of the attention is paid to the electricity sector. So what we need to do is not just focus on the electricity sector, which gets most of the attention, but that's only 30% of our greenhouse gas emissions. We need to focus on the other 70%.
Pada tahun fiskal terakhir, emisi transportasi meningkat sebesar 8%. Pemerintah telah mengesahkan standar efisiensi kendaraan baru yang mewajibkan perusahaan mobil mematuhi anggaran efisiensi bahan bakar dan menyeimbangkan penjualan mobil yang lebih kotor dan boros bahan bakar dengan kendaraan rendah atau tanpa emisi. Ms. McKenzie mengatakan warga Australia harus mempertimbangkan kembali cara mereka melakukan perjalanan untuk lebih mengurangi emisi transportasi.
We've just seen the government pass the new vehicle efficiency standards, which is about getting our pollution down in passenger vehicles. But there's more to do in how we transport ourselves. So more public transport, shared and active transport options for Australians to shift the way that they do things so we're not always reliant on the passenger vehicle.
Kendaraan ringan yang termasuk dalam standar efisiensi bahan bakar bertanggung jawab atas 59% emisi transportasi. 41% lainnya berasal dari bus, kereta api, truk, dan pesawat terbang. Archer mengatakan teknologi baru akan berperan dalam mengurangi emisi itu.
It's likely that we're going to need a mix of solutions to address emissions from those transport modes. I think batteries, you know, can play a role in some heavy vehicles, but probably not all of them, in which case we're then looking at developing alternative low emissions fuels, which could be some form of biofuels, biodiesel, for example, and possibly hydrogen is another example of an emerging fuel which could be used in heavy vehicles, similarly could be used in rail.
Archer menambahkan bahwa ada cara untuk mengurangi emisi dari limbah.
Organic matter in particular that is dumped into landfill over time releases methane primarily into the atmosphere. A couple of things that we can do is simply divert particularly organic waste from landfill to other forms of processing, which will reduce emissions. And simply reducing the amount of waste that we have and generating food and using food more efficiently, less waste, less emissions.
Sementara itu, sebagian besar emisi di sektor pertanian berasal dari peternakan. Dengan lebih dari 100 juta domba dan sapi berada di peternakan Australia pada waktu tertentu. Archer mengatakan, juga ada cara untuk meminimalkan emisi peternakan sekaligus mempertahankan industri ini di Australia.
Agriculture is definitely a challenging area, but we do have some prospect for reducing emissions in that sector. So there are a few things that farmers can do differently. Some of that relates to what they feed their livestock. And there is a technology based around a feed that derives from seaweed, which has shown to prove effective in some cases. And then there's ways we can manage the livestock on the land in terms of herd management and things like that.
Bagian dari rencana untuk mencapai net zero mencakup cara menangkap karbon, termasuk mengurangi pembukaan lahan dan penanaman pohon. Miss McKenzie mengatakan penangkapan karbon tidak seharusnya mengimbangi bahan bakar fosil.
What's really important is that offsets are not used against fossil fuels, because fossil fuels are always making the climate situation worse. So what we argue is offsets should be used in a closed loop with agriculture.
Sementara itu, Dr. Howden mengatakan untuk mencapai target pengurangan emisi perlu ada kepastian.
One of the biggest issues here is uncertainty and confusion and polarizing views. And the uncertainty is critical, because if you've got an uncertain situation, businesses and others are unlikely to invest their monetary or other capital in the task of reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
Demikian tadi sebuah laporan tentang bagaimana mengurangi emisi yang disusun oleh Rania Yalop untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.